News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Motorists in Cork are five times more likely to get stopped at a mandatory breath test checkpoint than drivers are in Dublin. That's according to figures released by the Minister for Justice, Charlie Flanagan. But why is there a postcode lottery? Well, we're joined by AA spokesman Conor Faulkner. Conor, can you start by telling us what's the main reason for this disparity?
Well, it's a bit disappointing, isn't it? I mean, I guess it tells us a couple of things. Firstly, Garda enforcement is stepping up these days, and that's a good thing. But it's a bit lumpy and it's a bit inexact. We've done studies on this before asking AA members, and it turns out that if you ask people the last time they were stopped by a Garda, it's far more likely to happen in urban areas than in rural. It varies quite considerably from one Garda district to the next. And it also tends to happen at times of the day that you might consider relatively benign, early evening, for example. Whereas from a road safety point of view, you would want to see that enforcement concentrated at the times and in the locations that are most associated with accidents. So to put it simply, we'd much rather see Gardaí on country roads late at night than simply randomly stopping people in an urban stream of traffic where they'll meet drivers, but there truly isn't that much danger.
So is it a resources issue then, Conor?
Well, there is a resources issue for sure. I think we could be mildly critical of the Gardaí for being, for enforcement varying from county to county. But the bigger problem is that there just aren't enough Gardaí in the traffic corps. Government, unfortunately, allowed the traffic corps to drop in size shamefully in the context of the economic downturn. And though things are a little bit better in the last couple of years and they are recruiting again, we still don't have the physical volume of Gardaí out and about that we need. We know for a fact that the best deterrent we've got in terms of improving road safety and improving driver behaviour is flashing blue lights out on the roadside, and not just in your suburban commute, but at times and locations associated with danger, associated with drinking and driving. So many, many more flashing blue lights on the roadside are what's needed.
So these figures, they were released by the Minister for Justice, as I said, Charlie Flanagan. So they showed just over 28,000 breath checkpoints conducted on Cork's roads since April last year. And that compares to just over 5,000 in Dublin. Now, everyone will know that Cork is just a massive, massive county geographically. You know, you can be going to Cork City and then going somewhere else and it'll take you another 2 hours to get there. Some of the parts of West Cork. It's much, much bigger than Dublin. Does that not skew the figures then?
Well, perhaps it does. But what you tend to see is a pattern when you look at where enforcement occurs. You tend to see that the more populous counties, the commuting counties, are much more likely to meet Gardaí. So we've done surveys on this before, for example, and you'll see counties like Wicklow, Kildare, South Tipperary commuting into Cork. Those individuals will tend to see Gardaí more often. But there are anomalies. I mean, there appears to be more enforcement in County Kildare than there is in County Louth, for example. So there are some almost random differences from one Garda division to the next. And that's disappointing. I mean, all of the things being equal, you should have more or less the same chance of encountering enforcement, whether you live in Dublin, Cork, Donegal or Galway. But clearly, that's not the case. Clearly, it is a little bit, as I say, lumpy and varied from one district to the next. So that, I think, is one problem. But I would say again that I think the bigger problem is the overall volume of enforcement that the Gardaí are capable of carrying out. We still have an understrength Garda traffic corps. So we could debate now why you're more likely to meet them in Cork than you are in Dublin or some other places. And that's a fair enough debate. But to my mind, the bigger concern is the fact that you're massively unlikely to meet them at all if you compare Irish enforcement to enforcement that happens in the UK and the Netherlands and Sweden and Germany. We're just not out and about enough. We just don't have a traffic corps that is large enough or active enough or well enough resourced to do the sort of job that we need done.
Conor, how bigger would you think the traffic corps would have to get to try and meet those needs?
Well, originally the traffic corps was about 1,100 Gardaí strong, and we always felt it should be a little bigger than that. But during the recession, that was allowed to fall back shamefully. I mean, it fell back to under 700 Gardaí and less than that again if you count the amount of hours they were able to deploy on the roads. So it fell to nearly half the size it should be. Now, to be fair to government, really since 2014 and 15, they've been recruiting Gardaí again. So they are coming through the pipeline, they're coming through Templemore, they're being allocated, and there is more enforcement now than there was 2 or 3 years ago. But we need to bring it on in quantum levels. We have never yet had a Garda traffic corps the right size for this jurisdiction, and we still haven't. So there's quite some way to go on that. And motorists will tell you that. I mean, if you ask the typical motorist what was the last time they met a guard, it's too long. It's too long. I mean, typically you could wait 6, 9 months or a year without ever coming across a Garda checkpoint. That Garda resource would do much more good for road safety if it was located at 1:30 in the morning in the vicinity of a pub or nightclub. And so we've got to do more about how we deploy Garda, and we simply have to dial up the numbers.
My thanks to Conor Faulkner, their spokesperson for the AA.